When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg, don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
A grandmaster chess legend who is on his coaching staff. Do you know that?
I did not know that.
He was a child prodigy.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
With Greg, though, I think I would do one day in Rome and then, like, go Capri.
Amalfi Coast.
Yeah, yeah. The coast thing is nice.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Kind of lay down and let him do it so 100%. They can get the ball back.
Yeah. Like, and the whole place erupts like he's this mecca.
Okay.
I'm not pushing it, but my finger is on it.
I'm slightly stroking the panic button.
You are?
Yeah.
That's okay.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Are you on board with the Underground City thing now?
I've always been on board with the Underground City
thing. I didn't know you were on board with it.
No, I absolutely believe it. I brought up the point of the guy on TikTok who claims he was a barista at a Starbucks in one of those Underground cities.
That's the Underground Highway.
Oh, yeah, Underground Highway in LA. I still believe there's something under the Denver airport as well.
Oh, that's a good one too, Shime.
Yep. Now,
let's get down to business.
It's time to party!
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning!
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, everyone.
Morning!
Good morning, my neighbors!
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Show. Greg Hill!
Show!
Greg Hill! Show! All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
Friday, everyone.
We made it.
We did.
What up?
We did indeed.
What's going on, Wiggy?
One more day.
Till
the only day that really matters.
Oh.
Celtics game 3.
Oh, okay. Weekend and Celtics in game 3 and a pivotal moment for Jason Tatum in this franchise. Absolutely. Also, Draymond Green, just side note to start the show, is always a dink. He was a dink last night. Did you watch that game?
No, what did he do last night?
He wanted out of that game.
Oh, my God. He is just that they're begging him to, tune it down a little bit, and he ratchets it up. And nearly got himself ejected.
But he wanted. I think he wanted that. Like it seemed like
it's the playoffs.
I know, like, but they weren't playing well, and I think he was like, "Get me out of this game." And he starts mouthing off. Like he was over the top being a D-bag to the point where it's like
he already has five T's in the playoffs. He's a couple away from being suspended for a game, and I get it. Like that's his role. It's kind of like the role that Chime plays on this show of the enforcer, the angry enforcer.
Damn right. Come at me, bro.
But
he says it's an agenda that the media is trying to portray
him.
Nah,
it's all on him. But I think you're right. He tries to take his role to the next level. Yeah. Like he wants everybody to think he's a badass.
Yeah. And Chime is attracted to angry enforcers, actually.
That's true. Good point.
Chime, are you attending PAX East this weekend by any chance?
No, I would love to, but I will be doing a 4-hour program tomorrow with Mego, so that kind of takes up the majority of my Saturday. Okay. And there's actually a new Pokemon-specific store opening up in Manchester, New Hampshire that I will be checking out on the grand opening. So
I didn't I didn't even realize it was going on until I was on an old man walk yesterday afternoon and encountered a grown-ass man with a full-size scepter that he was wielding in the seaport, and I felt the need to ask him why he had a scepter with him, and he told me it was because of PAX East. So,
what is a scepter?
A scepter?
Like a sword, right?
It's like a staff that normally like wizards and stuff use to kind of channel their power.
Like a magician wand.
Bigger. Right. Much bigger.
I see.
It's like the size of a bow staff.
Yeah, like...
Because I know the size of a bow staff.
What, you never watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? You don't know Donatello?
Turtles in a half shell.
Turtle power.
I would say it's great. One of the weirder weekends where we live. Very strange.
Yeah.
But my favorite is when Old Southie encounters PAX East. It's not every day, but like somebody gets lost trying to find Sully's. They're going down 3rd Street, and this woman is like, "What is that walking down here?"
It's full-on viewing opportunity when it comes to the kind of individuals who you get to encounter over the weekend.
Yes.
So we should... Strange. Chime, you're not available at all because we should send... Maybe Jackson can do it, but we should try to find... I'm sure that there are multiple Pokemon, at least video game Pokemon savants that are at PAX East. We should see if we can get one of them on tape, and then the two of you can do savant savant.
That'd be awesome.
On the show next week with the audio, maybe.
I would love to.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, Wiggy brought it up. We will talk all morning about the Boston Celtics and about game number 3 tomorrow. And if you'd like to weigh in on that, you can call the show at any point. The number to call is 617-779-7937. Seems like yesterday, Craig Breslow on this show may have rattled the cage of Wiggy's guy, Ralphie Devers. And we will get to the Devers response, I'm sure, all morning long. Curtis?
What a day.
Wow. Oh, hey, Ralphie.
It feels so good to just rattle the cage and wake everybody up to bring to us what is going on behind closed doors. Because if there was ever a description for what media should be, it is to force those that we follow to reveal what's actually going on. And what he told us yesterday, there is a clear divide between Cora and Devers and Craig Breslow.
Yeah.
Cora feels that he had to go out on such a limb to convince Devers to accept a DH that he doesn't have the cachet, clout, or ability to navigate another change. And this really all lands on the desk of Alex Cora, because Alex Bregman was his guy. He was the one publicly going after Bregman. And he was right, but he should have understood better what Devers was going to be like and gotten ahead of all of this, because now Devers looks like an ass, and they're all terrified of getting Devers to do something to help the team.
I'm on Breslow's side on this. Like, I don't understand what the issue is with asking somebody that wants to be the face of your franchise and that you are paying $30 plus million a year to do a little extra duty at first base. Like, what is the issue with asking it? I don't care what happened before. Like, give me a break on what they asked you to, you know, they told you to put your glove away, and we'll get to the audio.
I think they did ask him. Like, I think they had a conversation, and it's not just somebody. It is Rafael Devers, and it's not somebody that you want to become the face of the franchise. And I understand Curtis believes that's Alex Cora, and that's a great point that Alex Cora is the face of this franchise. I believe it's Rafael Devers. Mm-hmm. So, to be clear,
they did. They absolutely had a conversation, and Rafael Devers is pissed about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, shut it down.
And I don't understand what what I was trying to say was, I don't understand what the issue is with Craig Breslow asking him about it. Like, he's the boss. Why is that an issue?
I keep
asking the same question. Why is that an issue?
It's not an issue. Rafi's being a little baby about it.
It's not an issue. The issue is
he's not going to say that. He's going to defend Rafi.
Sorry, I'll do it.
I am going to defend Devers.
I'll be Wiggy's anger translator today.
It isn't. You're saying, what's the issue? The issue is that they asked him. He said no.
Right.
The issue is you don't have an issue with them asking.
Why do we know that he said no?
Because he told us now.
Yeah. Right.
Right. So he said he's not doing
it. So he had to go immediately and tell everybody that he was put out because somebody dared to ask him to do a little bit extra.
I kind of like that he said it. It's not taking one side or the other. We've been speculating, and over again, Craig Breslow wouldn't say anything. Alex Cora was tiptoeing around it. Rafael Devers finally went into the media and said, yeah, no, I told them no. I'm not going to play every position. They asked me to move to DH. I wasn't happy about that. I ended up doing it. I'm not doing this.
Right. I mean, it's as simple.
And what's the saying that Greg always says? I'll screw it up, so I don't even want to attempt, about extraordinary people.
We make exceptions for exceptional people.
Right, exactly. So if you are the Red Sox and that is your guy, then yeah, you're going to make exceptions for how you deal with him because he's the face.
But he has no credibility on this, and you're right about everything, Courtney. He was the one last year. We saw it on the Clubhouse Red Sox Netflix documentary that was bitching about the talent on the roster. I just don't understand how you can sit there and say that the team needs to get better, and then the team gets better and you throw a fit, and then your first baseman's done for the year, and you get angry at the GM for trying to put the roster that's best on the field.
Yeah, but he's throwing a fit. He's saying the team needs to get better, but the team don't need to get better at my position. It would be if somebody, if you said, hey, we need some more help on this show.
Right.
And then the person that they brought in was replacing you, and they said, hey, Curtis, we need you to go answer phones.
Right.
You wouldn't be happy with that.
Okay.
So there's no but.
If I were to ask Curtis if he would mind for one day stepping in and helping out in another role like that of call screener, he would most likely say
no.
Yeah, of course not.
Exactly. He'd say no.
But when Greg is running late because he's been given the approval, and I go in the studio and then Greg arrives, I don't just sit in that seat.
Right.
I get up and come back over here.
But he was downgraded. That would be you getting upgraded.
No, it's actually he is not good at his job at third base.
Right. So
they got better.
Courtney's right. That would be he was downgraded.
If you paid me $30 million, I would literally clean the toilets.
That's you, though, Curtis. We're not talking about you.
You just brought it to me.
Yeah, but he got paid $30 million when he was a third baseman.
Yeah, but they're all professional baseball players.
Listen,
it's a lateral move. There's no up and down here. You're still playing in the game.
It's not a lateral move. We heard it from Middlebrooks. Like, many people have talked about the position.
Right.
Him moving from third base to DH was a downgrade.
I'd be hard pressed to find a DH in this city that's ever been a superstar.
I can't name a single one.
It's a downgrade, except in the case of the arguably the greatest one to ever do it.
Right. I was walking
the Boston
to Fenway
Red Sox
yesterday
for Major League Baseball.
I'm pretty sure he has a street named after him.
I was walking to the Red Sox game. I was on Big Poppy Bridge. Yeah, I bet you he was a third baseman.
But that's like the dumbest thing to say, like, oh, you're getting $30 million. Well, you're not a professional athlete. Of course you, Shime, me, Courtney, Greg, $30 million, I'll clean the toilets. But you're talking about a guy who's not looking at the money aspect. He's looking at how they're moving him from where he wants to play to basically, like Courtney said, we're downgrading you to DH. And then he's saying, okay, I'm comfortable with the DH. And now you're coming to me going, I want you to play first base.
But they have a guy in Sidan Rafaela who at points last season was playing shortstop. He was playing second. He was playing in the outfield. He played wherever they asked.
Also, all world catch he made yesterday, Curtis. Were you there for that one?
Oh, unbelievable. I wasn't paying much attention to the game. We were running all over creation.
Talented. He is unbelievable.
Right. He's trying to make his bones, though. That's different. That is a different type of situation.
Right, but I would also use this. I mean, of course, like what you say personally about elements of the show, Wiggs, I grant you that. I'm not trying to act like you're not making an accurate point. I just think it's apples and oranges.
No, it's not. A downgrade is a downgrade, Curtis.
Okay, when the Patriots had issues during their dynastic run,
uh-huh.
Troy Brown, who, for my money, was one of the cornerstones of the Patriots organization, everything that this organization stood for. He played defensive back.
I know
when Ty Law and others went down.
Right.
So, like,
but that's not a downgrade. That's like them saying
it's not his position. It's not,
Curtis. You got to understand what he wanted to do.
Wait, hold on. I finally have it. Wiggy, ready?
Okay.
He said he wanted to play the field. Because he was a better hitter.
To play third base.
Right.
So now he's back in the field.
He doesn't want to do it.
Third base. And you say DH is a downgrade, isn't first base an upgrade?
Third base.
But you said DH third is base. A downgrade, right?
You could twist it all you want.
No, I just landed on logic.
No, you didn't land on logic. No. We said downgrade to DH.
Right. Yes. And so now he's being upgraded
to a position he's never played before and doesn't want to play.
So for him, it's not an upgrade.
But he said Troy Brown playing a different position wasn't a downgrade.
No, but we're talking in a different sport.
No, but the apples to apples.
No, you're trying to do is make your point with an irrelevant kind of way of getting there.
And phone screening's relevant?
No, phone screening is a downgrade for you.
Right, and so you said DH is a downgrade,
listen,
now he's back in the
field. If Greg said to you, or if Ken said to you, hey, listen, we're bringing in somebody else, you go, we need help with the show, they go, okay, Curtis, we're bringing in somebody else,
right.
But guess what? You're going to answer phones. You would not be happy with that.
Right.
And then
I wasn't a pinata for 6 years to do that again.
And then if you got,
I don't know if they said to me, there's going to be a downgrade and you're going to be a call screener, but we're going to keep paying you the same thing that we've been paying you.
Right.
I would probably be like, thumbs up.
No, Greg, you're a prideful guy. You would not, come on.
Exactly.
I'd be like, Cap City
all over the place around
like,
him.
You only have to work 2 hours a day. I'd be like, you know who the guy is for that? Two thumbs over here.
No.
That's me.
Who has opposable thumbs and loves cash?
Let's see if it works. Let's bring Spaz back. Let's send Curtis over into the call screener and answer calls, and let's see how he likes that.
Let's send Wiggy to work with Pebbles again.
I mean, hey.
By the way, Spaz is busy. He is running for office, and he thinks this is the year that he is going to be elected as a city councilor in Rivia.
Go Spaz.
And I need a sign.
And I see him always in the city, so make sure you vote for him when I go out the market basket.
We will talk about the Devers thing with you all morning long. Speaking of elections of sorts, Shime, slightly off when it came to the papal mock.
What a dark horse.
I don't understand. He wasn't anywhere on your top 10 anyway.
He wasn't even on like the odds list. When I looked at the betting odds, he wasn't even he was nowhere to be found.
We have a winner?
Yeah.
Oh, we sure do.
We have a Pope.
Pope Leo.
Yeah, we have a Pope.
An American.
He's from Chicago.
Chicago.
So I feel like every single conclave draft expert blew it on this one. I'll be honest, everybody.
Yeah, we had no idea this was coming, Greg. You know, when you really go back and grind the tape, he's not the guy that kind of stood out. He was not the one that really kind of made his mark. But you know what? Somehow, some way, I don't know exactly how it works in that conclave, but he got the votes. He lobbied for it, and he won.
All right. Well, we have a lot to get to on the show this morning, and that includes our leads in about 10 minutes. We will get underway with those, and then we gotta wrap the week up in sports with Acrobatic, who has once again outdone himself when it comes to the weekly wrap up with an R. And we have been doing that at 7:20. You want to do that again at 7:20 for the first time this morning?
And I love the Beatles doing it over one of my favorite songs.
That's one of your faves? All right, so we'll get to that. And then we'll get to They Said It at 7:20, and that is after the weekly wrap-up, and that is a quick back and forth on everything that they said yesterday, and we will definitely go over what Jason Tatum said, accepting ownership for whether or not this team can get it done. So that is coming up. News with Courtney coming up. We have a Pudge's pal that will be in the studio at 8:45, Curtis.
Yes, sir. Mitch has got a photo ready to go. Ready to go today. Very excited.
Who is Pudge's pal this week?
I will give you all the information as I open my email right here. Okay. It is...
Two different colored eyes, my favorite.
Yeah, another... Sorry, hold on. I'll get you all the info in 2 minutes.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, Pudge's pal, 8:45, and Hill Notes at 9:20. On today's show. So you can leave one of those at any point on the Odyssey app. A voice note on any topic, and we will play the best ones back at about 9:20 this morning. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Sorry, I'm trying to figure out what I want to go to at PAX East today at 3:30 between cosplay armor, foam, and 3D printing, or blood on the clock tower, trouble brewing.
Oh.
It's a toss-up for those two things.
Minute. Blood on the clock tower, trouble brewing.
Yeah. It
sounds like a pretty what is that? I mean, symposium, I would say.
The hell's PAX East?
Did you miss the whole entire show this morning?
No. Oh, is that something related to the Pokemon stuff he was talking about?
The guy with the scepter.
The scepter dudes.
PAX East is arguably the single greatest video gamer convention that happens in the entire United States of America. There are thousands of video game bros who are here in our city right now. Ready to learn the tricks of the trade. So that is what
is my memory correct, Greg, that when the city was shut down, Marty Walsh kept PAX East open?
Yes.
And we were joking about how many people internationally were arriving in Boston when the bars and the parades were shut down?
That he did not want to shut PAX East down because of the money that it brings to our city.
Courtney, if you and Santa wanted to explore a new avenue for or source of revenue, the cosplaying, you start a Patreon with cosplay, you'll be cooking with gas.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty big. Where they have it at? Mitch just put up a picture of it.
At the convention center.
Wow, that is massive.
Yeah.
It's at the convention center.
I never even heard of it. Wow.
And let me just correct myself before people are all over me on the Subaru of New England text line. It is thousands of video game playing bros and their moms who drive them around the city.
There's actually quite a lot of women, Greg. You'd be surprised.
4:30 today, meet a real robot. That's going on at the convention center. A bit spooky. I don't know if I'd want to do that. But anyway, trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox shut out the Rangers to take the series. Final score 5-0 from Fenway with Liam Hendricks closing this one out for 2 innings. He looked okay. Brian Baio had the start. He struck out 1 over 4 2/3. Raffy Devers homered in this one. And Jen McCaffrey had the tweet that went everywhere yesterday, taking to X to say Rafael Devers says he's not willing to play first base, doesn't understand why the team wants him to move again. After asking him to change positions in spring training, he said things are fine in the clubhouse, but he's clearly frustrated with Breslow. The Sox now turn their attention to the Royals. They're in Kansas City with first pitch at 7:40 this evening. Lenny DiNardo joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:40 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. The Celtics take on the Knicks in New York tomorrow at 3:30, but last night's NBA game, the Timberwolves tie things up with the Warriors 117-93, the final of that one. In the NHL, Edmonton goes up 2 games on the Golden Knights, and the Capitals, Wiggy, tie up their series with the Hurricanes. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Shaw's and Star Market, are you... No, I'm sorry. Shaw's and Star Market, is your one-stop shop for Mother's Day. If you want to be mom's favorite, stop by, pick up delectable treats and fresh ingredients for her favorite meal. So many Mother's Day essentials are in store at Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Greg. Two quick housekeeping notes. Kia is a two-year-old husky mix. She was found pregnant as a stray dog in Tennessee. She's been up here. She is a love bug, loves to snuggle right next to the foster mom. She does well with other dogs and is an overall just cuddle bug. So that's Kia coming in at 8:45.
Did she have her babies?
On the ride from Tennessee to Boston. Very resilient pup. And James met Wally again, which was great yesterday. Wonderful day at Fenway Park. I have a douche move, or what are we doing possibly later on about the kiosks where you purchase food and what you're forced to pay.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll get to that coming up.
It's really an outrage. 50 degrees, though, in Boston. Something we really need. Rain later today. Going to rain this afternoon. High.
When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary, rates may vary.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, August 26th at Fenway, the Who have announced the show on their final farewell tour. By the way, Shime, you don't know this because you're not an old head, but the very first final farewell tour that the Who held was in 1982. So don't get sucked in. I think they're probably going to play until one of them or all of them drop dead on stage, I would imagine. But I will go see that show, The Who at Fenway. I will. They have hit after hit after hit. Courtney, you probably don't know any of them.
No, I don't. Is Ken the one who doesn't like The Who? Or was it Razor?
Oh, it might be Razor.
Because are they Canadian?
No, they are not Canadian.
You're thinking of Rush.
They are English.
Oh, I'm thinking
Ken,
of Rush.
Ken loves Rush. I hate Rush.
Mm-hmm.
Which one was Neil Peart?
That was Rush.
Okay.
Neil Peart. But The Who, they have Ringo from the Beatles. His son is their drummer. And they kicked him out of the band. They fired him like 2 weeks ago for 2 days, and then they took him back in the band. Those tickets, I think, go on sale next week or whatever. But Fenway concerts right around the corner because so is summer. And also, Shime, on a rejoin note this morning, new Counting Crows album dropped this morning. So if you could later on, please.
I would be happy to.
Counting Bros for the win, if you could. This is David in the car. Hello, David.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Great show as always. You guys make my morning.
Thank you, David.
Right, awesome. Thank you.
So, you know, I don't understand Rafael Devers, and I understand his positions, this and that. The greatest face of the Red Sox, play first base whenever needed. The first thing Rafael needs to understand is that DH is not a position because it doesn't exist on the Nationals. So if you have the opportunity and you're asked to play a position.
It does now in the Nationals.
Okay. I apologize. So, but my thing is this, if you have the opportunity to play first base, why wouldn't you? And Wiggy, I'm sorry. I respect what you say. You are a football player, and I remember watching you live at the, you know, not Gillette, Foxborough Stadium. But the thing is, yes, you're getting paid $30 million. Suck it up. Be a team player. Play whatever position is needed to help the team, and don't be a crybaby. And stop saying, nope. Because it doesn't work anymore.
I mean, that seems to be, so far this morning, the general consensus on the Subaru of New England text line,
mm-hmm.
which is they just asked you, could you step up and help the outfit, as Joe Biden would refer to it? Can mm-hmm. you help the organization? Can you step up and be a company guy and do a little extra here? I mean, that seems to be the general consensus, and the answer is nope.
But the issue is, here's what people don't get. Like, and if you have never played a professional sport,
right.
it might be hard to understand
right.
it.
Right. We have not, all of us, everybody listening, everybody on this show, none of us have played a professional
sport. Well, David has played soccer, so he's a former professional athlete. So there are some people out there.
Correct.
Right.
So
let me limit the people that can disagree, and now I'll make
no,
my
No, no, it's not about disagreeing. The fact that you are a third baseman, right, and that's the position you came up in, and people were criticizing you about how bad you were and how you weren't good at it. And it took you some time. Maybe you did have some struggles, but that's the position. And then they want you to move to a position where maybe you know if I struggled at third base, I might be even worse at first base. And criticism going to be towards me as a professional athlete?
And to move him right at when he starts, like, kind of hitting his stride. Like, at DH, he was not good in the beginning. We talked about it over and over again. People wanted him out of here, and he's kind of starting to figure it out. And now that he's figuring it out, they're going to move him again?
Right, because
egos are a major
happened.
Thing. But egos are a major thing in sports, and we know that. He does not want to go to first base and be so awful where he's getting criticized and ripped to shreds. And that affects an athlete's ego. So
he won't be getting criticized today all over the city of Boston all day.
Yeah, and he got criticized so much that he played third base for 6 years.
But he played third base coming up his whole career when he was a young kid. I mean, everybody moves around in Little League, but once they found this position, that's the position. Like, you can't bring up Big Poppy. Big Poppy was a first baseman. So the fact that he might go over there and be like, you know, I'm going to struggle. I don't even want to deal with that. I'm comfortable at the DH. They didn't want me to play third base. This is where I'm at. Now they want me to play first. I'm not doing it.
Here's a text from New Hampshire. Hello and good morning to New Hampshire. And we have two road shows this road show season for you. One in Hampton Beach and the other in the middle of Lake Winnipesaukee at the Dive on July 3rd. And you can check the entire roadshow schedule on our social media, on Instagram and elsewhere. But the text says the fact that the concept of even having to ask him is an issue is a problem. That's how I feel. Like, the fact that Rafael Devers is pissed that Craig Breslow dared to ask him if he would mind helping everybody else on the team out is bogus.
And this is not something that the organization would have done if not for the season-ending injury to Casas. Like, it wasn't their plan to beg him to get off the third and accept the DH role and then tell him to move again. This happened. It was just something that occurred in the course of a Major League Baseball season. And his reaction reveals an awful lot about who he is as a guy on the roster.
Yeah, that it might reflect who he is character-wise, but before...
So why are you defending
it? No, because before, I'm defending his opinion on why he doesn't want to move. But before Casas got hurt, everybody was like, leave Devers alone. Why would you want to put Devers at first base? He stinks at third. He's going to stink at first. Find somebody else to do it. Now, all of a sudden.
Literally, like no one said
that. Yeah, that seems like a straw man to me.
No, it's
literally
not a straw man.
Literally, no one said don't put Devers at first. Everybody when was healthy. Nobody even brought up the idea of putting him at first.
And when we were talking about this whole thing for moving Devers off of third base and figuring out, should he go play first or should he DH?
That was really back in the spring where
But even when Casas was struggling, we were talking about whether should they move Roman Anthony there, should they move Marcelo Meyer, should they move Christian Campbell there. We were talking about all the people, and everybody was like, we'd rather move those other guys than Devers.
And listen, in a perfect world, Curtis, like obviously he would say, yes, I'll do anything for the team. I'm not, just because I disagree with the way in which we're painting Rafael Devers, I don't agree with what he is doing. Like in a perfect world, yes, he says to Craig Breslow and Alex Cora, of course, I'll do whatever you guys want.
Right.
But we don't live in a perfect world. So this is the reality of the situation. So I'm just trying to give the opposite side of what might be going through his head.
Oh, no, I know what's going through his head, and it's all about him and not about the team, and that's not something that I would respect.
It's being pissed off that they dared to tell you you weren't going to play third base, and now from his mind he's going, well, now you're coming back to me and you want me to play first base. Sorry,
right?
You didn't want me to play third. I'm not playing first base. Like, get out of town.
And the other
that.
Thing, Greg, is that thanks to Breslow yesterday, this all came to the surface, and this is why they've all been dancing around it, because they know how pissed he is about even the prospect of playing the position. But what stood out to me most, I listened back to Breslow last night. He said that he is still taking grounders at third base. And when I asked if he'd used a first baseman's mitt, he said no, he's just practicing with his third base at third base, not at first. Why are they giving into that?
Well, it's like, not they're giving into it.
If he is to play the field this year, it is not going to be third base. That's been clear in Bregman's one-game absence for the
birth
of his
child.
Right,
but here's the thing, Curtis, and Devers said this yesterday, and this leads me to believe, and this is the other window that you have to get into the world of how and all sports at every level, but especially at the professional level, where people in the front office and coaches and managers lie to you. Because he made it seem like they lied to him about playing third base.
They told him to, and we'll get to the audio soon, but his argument is they told him to put the glove away. So there are texters who say this is all on Craig Breslow.
Yeah, you can't lie to a guy.
But they didn't lie to him. Things changed. Right. The situation changes.
He said they were dishonest in what they were telling him. So is that not lying?
No, Wiggy, it's not lying, because at the time, when Casas was healthy, yeah, they had zero intention of putting him in the field. But come to find out, there's injuries, and things change, and situations change.
Let me ask you this question.
It's not lying if something changes.
Let me ask you this question honestly. Do you think they told him, when they signed Bregman, that he would have an opportunity at third base?
When they signed Bregman, No. They told him no. It Bregman's job.
Stop.
That's why he was so pissed about it.
No, stop. He was pissed because they probably told him, like, listen, you're going to get a chance, Rafi, at third base. And they were dishonest with him there. They were dishonest with him about the DH and first base. So how is that not lying to the guy?
Right. Devers was dishonest when he said he wanted the team to get better.
And then when you... No, he was honest about the team getting better, but want it to get better.
If you want it to get better, he should go to first.
Stop it.
Let me just get John on this quick. Hey, John, what's up?
Hi, guys. I think it comes down to a pretty simple principle. If you want to be on a team in a team sport, what you do is may hurt your ego, may hurt you, but helps the team win. And it seems simple. When you play a team sport, that's what you do.
Yep. I agree with that. Could not agree more.
Well, then don't lie to people. Well, how about that in sports? You know how many athletes I've dealt with it? Be honest. And I believe part of this is pettiness, because he was lied to about the third base position, whether Scheim wants to believe it or anybody else wants to believe it or not. Mm-hmm. When they brought in Bregman, they probably said, hey, we're going to give you an opportunity at third. They lied to him about that. Mm-hmm. That made him pissed. So he fought to get his opportunity, and then eventually threw his hands in and goes, you know what? All right, F it. I'll DH.
Scheim was lied to about who's going to be the next pontiff.
Yeah, yep. Just straight up lied to.
Outsourcing on that.
I know. Okay. Can't trust the Italians, I guess.
Dude wasn't even anywhere on your top 10.
I mean, hey, look, man, I did my research. I was grinding tape on those Pontiff probables, and he was just nowhere to be found. He wasn't on the list. It was like back in the Baker Mayfield draft when everybody's like, yeah, he'll be like the fifth quarterback off the board, and he ended up going number one overall.
You're number one overall. Who you suggested would be number one overall fell to like the seventh round of the conclave.
I know. I can't even believe it.
Get a Deion Shador drop.
The favorite yesterday when we talked about it on the show, I had number five on my big board, on my mock draft, and then all of a sudden, yep, nothing.
Do you think they have DoorDash at the Vatican?
Like, definitely.
I don't know.
They have a calf?
I don't know. I mean,
they probably do have some kind of an employee lounge.
You know what the coolest thing?
But if you're the Pope, like you say, I want chicken piccata, and like they will get you
of course
anything you want.
He probably has a private chef.
Is this the first American Pope? Or
yes.
Oh wow,
first American Pope.
Jesus.
The best thing about Italy, I don't know if you did this, Greg. The highway rest stops that have food is like the best food you'll ever eat.
Oh no, I don't.
My God, it's amazing. Really? It's like so I can only imagine how good the Vatican food would be.
But the Pope, I mean, that's really the only pleasure, guilty pleasure, that the man can take advantage of, the food. Like, he can't do anything else.
No. So the last one.
He's not vaping.
The last one
was caught on X liking certain things.
Well, I mean, social media. He accidentally. What do you mean he accidentally?
Wait, you actually think the Pope tweets?
I mean, he probably had no idea that OnlyFans was in his feed or whatever.
Right.
I don't think that's his fault.
He was like an IG model.
Yeah.
And if they're anything like the priests that I met at BC or growing up, they also imbibe. So it's food and booze. They certainly enjoy both.
All right, well, we got to take a break, but we are going to get to our leads coming up. When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Next. Shime, wild pull for you this morning. That's the alarm.
Yeah,
that's
I was out doing errands yesterday. I was listening to Greg's List.
Oh!
And I was like, you know what? I'll play this as a lead tomorrow.
Is Greg's List still available on the Odyssey app?
I believe it is. Okay. I follow it on the good old Spotify well. So
okay.
Yeah.
That's my radio station. All my favorite tunes. Those who are constantly dragging me on what I find to be good music will not enjoy Greg's List, but the rest of you may.
You know what I feel like we need around here?
What?
More things named after you.
Well, Curtis, I don't make those decisions. That is made by the front office.
Right. And I'm happily here on a show in your name. Unlike Devers.
Someone suggested that should Shime somehow in some wild alternate universe be able to win the match, the show should be renamed in Shime's honor for at least one day.
You know, I appreciate whoever suggested that, but I wouldn't take that away. Greg, you know, I don't want to take your baby away from you. That's mean. Taking your pride is enough for me.
He has worked in radio for 7 years now.
Shime is seven years?
Eight.
Wow.
Right. You take away the flex days, it's 4 years, but great accomplishment.
Got another. Hey, Greg. Just want to let you know I'm taking another 5 days off next week. I'm like,
not
okay,
five.
Well, it's a spring book, but okay, I guess kind of proved it.
It's time for another Shime sabbatical.
Coming from the guy that's going to be like in Bermuda.
Doing the show in Bermuda.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to do the show from Ocean City, Maryland, but unfortunately I cannot.
If you want.
Can't press the buttons.
Shime, just Curtis, as I'm leaving, you know, 10:30, 11, whatever time I'm getting out of here. Shime always goes,
hey, just a quick heads up. I'm going to be taking 3 to 4 days off next week.
He doesn't mind, though. He don't mind going to Saturdays and Sundays mornings getting the demotion. So it wouldn't be no big problem.
You wouldn't mind if
I wouldn't be. You wouldn't mind.
You wouldn't mind.
I already do shows
on
Saturday.
No. I didn't say you don't get Monday through Friday. You just get Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 11.
All right, leads this morning.
That's not even close to the same thing.
Right. It's a demotion. Yes, it is.
Not even remotely close.
Yeah, it is. You happy with it?
All right. Leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Let love bloom in a brand new 2025 Subaru. And find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hey, Shag.
Hey, Greg. My lead is very simple this morning. Rafael Devers is a tool. You should trade him. Amen.
Trade him.
I'm done with him. Go. Like, if you look. It's a team sport. As a caller said earlier, you're being asked to help your team because the situation changes. The situation is always fluid in professional sports, and you can feel like you were lied to. Maybe you're just naive. Maybe you're an idiot. That's fine, too. That's also possible. Like, I don't need people with that attitude on my team if I'm trying to win. That's all. Your bat can be really good, but maybe I just made a mistake in not keeping Mookie Betts, who would have done anything to play anywhere, even with a $40 million contract. And you know what? I have to live with that mistake now. I don't want to deal with Rafael Devers. Bye. See you later.
Mookie doesn't seem to be a guy who minds if he has to move around when it comes to position.
He'd play second. He'd play the outfield.
Huh? That's because Mookie's a good fielder.
Right. We're all on the same page.
Oh, cool.
Mookie's a good fielder, and he probably doesn't mind the fact of going to other positions because he knows he's that good to do it. Where Devers is, you know, he's a work in progress.
He's been in the league for 8 years.
Yeah, I would say I would say he probably doesn't to go to first base. Shime, it's one thing to play one position. We know with these baseball players,
But Wiggy, they're not making him. They're not asking him to do it permanently.
I thought playing multiple, like, you know, if you play third base, you could play shortstop, you could play second, you could play first. That's what I thought. But in the world of baseball, when you talk to professionals, it's not that easy, or they don't always like that. So that's why you don't see guys going like a guy, Roman Anthony, that we talked about, saying, hey, why not put him at first base? Well, you might be.
Because his value is as an outfielder.
Right. So
Rafael Devers doesn't have amazing value as a fielder.
Exactly.
So putting him wherever you need to is what gives him value.
If he doesn't,
Wiggy.
If
you're increasing his value by being able to put him at multiple
spots. If he struggles at third base, he probably feels, I'm going to struggle at first base. And if you're an organization.
He's been struggling so bad at third base, he's played there for 6 years.
If you're an organization, and you talked about how he was the worst. If you're an organization, why would you want to put a guy who's so bad at third base, put him at first base?
It's an easier position to field than third.
Yes, and because Wiggy, it's an emergency situation.
You think it's an easier situation for guys that might be good, but for somebody who's not that good.
I just said it's an easier position to field.
Wiggy's argument has now segued to Rafael Devers can't play any position in the infield. He's that bad. But the Red Sox decided to give him the money instead of Mookie Betts.
Yep.
So just to be clear.
Well, you said he was the worst third baseman in the league.
Well, he was statistically.
They gave him the $30 million, and he was the worst third baseman in the league.
All right. Well, we are going to talk about this, I am sure, all morning long, and we would love your input into it. Shime, a question from a texter listening to the show. Are you going to the Boardwalk Rock Festival?
I am, yeah.
Okay. Wait, that's in Atlantic City?
Yeah, I surprised Lauren with, not Atlantic City, it's in Ocean City, Maryland.
Okay.
I surprised Lauren with tickets because Def Leppard is headlining on Saturday, so I will be there on Saturday and all weekend long.
Oh, that's okay. Fun time.
Mm, that and is also, good time. Also, it appears based on the text messages that Mike Peters, the lead singer of that band that was the lead song today, The Alarm, died this week. And I missed that somehow when it came to audio eulogies.
Well, there you go. I'm glad. Look at that. You know what?
They had another hit song, 68 Guns. That one was their highest charting hit. But they had another hit, which was based on the Stephen King novel, The Stand. And so they had, maybe we'll do that again later this morning or something as an audio eulogy. All right. Quick break. And then the rest of this morning's leads next.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.